Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz, and I'm bringing back an old guy, an old guest, and an old friend, and somebody from back in the day, Dale Pinkert. What's up, Dale?
Todd, it is so nice to talk to you. I haven't talked to you since I interviewed you on FX Street, and it's also fun to be on the other side of the mic when you're an old guy like me. Thank you for reminding me.
Well, you know, listen, we're both around the same same generation, so we both came out of the floor trading. So, give us a refresher. You know, what is FX Street, and what is the your broadcast that you're doing? Tell us about it.
Okay, well, I left FX Street about a year ago, and I'm currently with the Dream Team. I interviewed Blake Morrow and Nicola Duke and Gregor Horvat, one, you know, best sell side analysis, and Blake put together a team, and the name of the company is www.forexanalytics, and we have a live community, we call it FACE, which is the Forex Analytics Community Experience. We're doing very well. We have hundreds of live viewers every day, and it's a similar format, except that I don't rely on the community as much. And I am a big believer in social trading, because prior to having, you know, a team of, you know, one guy's an elliottician, Nicola Duke does harmonic work, and we have a candlestick guy. So it's pretty unusual to have excellent traders from different disciplines all working together to give actionable ideas to our community. But prior to this, it was mainly me and the community. And you'd be amazed, Todd, that if you put a chat room together, you know, a lot of people think, well, they're people that trade, you know, it's a hobby, but so many professional traders that support themselves and their family through their trading results, which is not an easy endeavor. In fact, I was joking today on Twitter. A lot of people ask me, and I bet they ask you this, they say, Dale, can I trade for a living with 10,000? And I say, yes, if you live beneath an underpass.
Well,
okay,
you're right.
So, you know, I like to be real with the people that I've mentored and coached.
I think that's extremely important to understand, because I think that many think that it's like stealing when you come in here. And as I like to say, there ain't no free lunch. Nobody's giving anything away. And it's a business. Now, could you start a business with 10,000? You could start, but you better not plan on making a living.
Great point. It is a business. You know, when I first became a Series 3 guy, I was with Madoff and Sons. So, you know, if you want to talk about the old days, they were well known for their pork belly and hog business. They were in the cash business. And a veteran pulled me aside, and, you know, I was 22. And he said, kid, this is a tough way to make an easy buck. And he was right. But you know what really irks me is when I see people promoting, pay me $10,000 and I'll teach you the secret to trading. They have a secret that they'll sell you. And the secret is, Todd, I don't know if you agree, there is no secret. It's hard work and persistence. That's what it is.
Well,
and time.
I think there are some secrets, but they're not like hidden gems that you're going to, they're not gold mines. They are the simple way to read a chart, the simple way to use the correct discipline to trade, the simple way that, just like when you and I both started trading on the floor, there was little tricks that you had to learn that, you know, not everybody was willing to go ahead and share them with you because you were actually becoming a competitor of theirs, right?
Right. So, you know, I've changed that paradigm. And the last several years, I've been helping people. So, you know, I really enjoy seeing people develop and really become effective traders. You know, I have a few different things that I use. Like, I'm known for my RSI work, and I learned the 3-drive pattern from J.R. Hill, if you remember that name, in the 70s, and I tie in the RSI to it. I've even renamed the RSI to Real Simple Implicator by teaching people what confirmed highs and lows mean and how they're actionable, and certain divergence setups with 3-drives that could let you know there's an impending reversal. So that's mainly what I teach people that have come into contact with me. And, you know, you knew guys that didn't have to trade 20 different markets. They stayed in one pit their whole life, and they knew one market like the back of their hand. I'm a big believer in people really focusing on a few different instruments so that they know every important technical area. I don't know about you, I never really had the capability of being like a portfolio trader and, you know, having 10, 15, 20 separate positions on. I believe in Forrest Gump, you know, keep it simple.
Oh, I agree with that. I think, though, that, you know, when you and I, you know, traded, you know, you were trading in a pit. You know, we weren't looking at technicals. We didn't have RSI when you were active trading, right? I mean, you had to just...
I carried around my commodity perspective, although there were a lot of guys on the floor that used to do point figure charts for signals. You know, and traders would hire clerks. They'd do the X's and O's for them. But what I really learned on the floor, that even though there's not open outcry, and I learned this as a runner, Todd, that every time I ran an order out, the whoever was holding the deck or whoever was the assistant was very interested if it had STP at the end. Okay? And I noticed, even in my early stage, that when they would run, when stops would be elected, you'd actually hear the roar, the audio on the floor. You know, you'd hear a roar, maybe it would go fast market. But after that, that was usually the high for the day, maybe for a few days. So therefore my handle, Forex Stop Hunter. I kind of look at charts and markets and go, well, where are people's buy stops? Where are their sell stops? And then use other technicals to help me make it compelling for me to ride the trade into that swing high or swing low that I think there's a lot of stops that are going to be taken out.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that happens to be another secret of the business is how and where do you set stops? Because, you know, guys on floors, you know, like you and me, we would know where to kind of go to because it was kind of pretty standard. And, you know, you would push a market one way or the other to get those stops to trigger before, even if you plan on going the other way, you'd get those stops out of the way first, right? I mean,
well, if there was a bunch of buy stops, perhaps a pit would be long going into them. And after they were elected, they'd use that liquidity to, you know, even out their longs and possibly reverse. So, yeah, that definitely, and it still happens today, only it's not open outcry. It's done by quants. It's done by black boxes. And, you know, people say, well, Dale, how do you know where the stops are? I tell them, well, just pretend you're long here. Where would you put your stop? Well, that's where everyone else's are.
That's okay, right. That's so, right. You're a quant. So,
yeah.
Mr. Quant, so, give me your company name again. We're going to get ready to go to a break. Give me the website and the company name again so people can check you out. Go ahead. Give it to me, please.
Oh, thanks, Todd. www.forexanalytics, analytics spelled analytix.com.
We are with my man, my friend. Of course, he's out in the warm weather now in the West Coast, lapping it up in the life of luxury. I'm still here working like a dog. Dale Pinkert, and this is the Bubba Show, Top Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every single day. We're trying to get over 400,000. I need a few more now. You guys did a good job getting me over 3. Now you got to get me over 4, so make sure you go down and download that show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekend, and the boys are doing a remote at Blarney Island, little sports, some boat shows. But in the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break.
I got something to say to you.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with my man, world veteran of trading. It took all his money and ran away to San Diego. Now basking in the sun, but still trading every day. Now he's actually extremely smart, has some real great formulas, and it's our friend Dale Pinker. Dale, give me the name of your company again, young man.
ForexAnalytics.com with the three W's in front. Working with a dream team, collaborating with someone who won awards on FX Street for his Elliott Wave work, Nicola Duke with her harmonic patterns, Steve Volge with basic technical, and Blake Morrow is very well known. He ran the Morning Edge show for over 15 years. He's trading a small fund that some of Tudor's money is in. So we really have, I've really never been in a situation. I've run chat rooms and trading rooms and FX Street, Todd, but I'm really not BSing that I've never worked with a crew that was so much talent all in one place. You know, normally you have to bring them in. And so, you know, I'm a decent trader in my own right, and I'm basically hosting and facilitating the community because I have a team and really believe, and it's great. You know, what's interesting is I like the word confluence. So say, for example, you know, Greg has got a wave count, and then I see something with RSI, and then there's something that came up on Nick's harmonic patterns, and they're all kind of pointing in the same, for the same type of scenario or outcome. You know, it even gives me more conviction, and it's even more compelling to me, that trade, when people using different methods come to the same conclusion. So I look for that confluence among the Forex Analytics team. And there are certain people, you know, it doesn't show up in people's accounts, Todd, but you're a trader. You know what? Staying out of bad trades or avoiding bad trades, because perhaps you got another perspective from someone who made you take a second look, is just as important as being in good trades. The only reason is people don't notice is because it doesn't show up in their account balance.
How about it's better?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. It's better to base out of a bad trade and get into a good trade, because the bad trades will put you out of business and don't give you the opportunity to make the good trades.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe we ought to talk about what's going on a little bit here in the markets, Todd. You know, the dollar's been...
Wait a second. Hold on a second. I want to know, you got such a big hotshot full of show. How come I got to wait until the end of August to be on it? Why was my invitation so far out?
I'm a worker bee, Todd. What could I say? You know, I'm on Twitter a lot. And when I see interesting people, I invite them. And, you know, I hadn't seen a tweet by you. I think I saw a tweet by some lady who declined. Maybe I didn't have big enough numbers. She's on CNBC. She wrote a book about the Fed.
Yeah, Fed. So I saw Danielle DiMartino Booth, my friend. Yeah.
Yeah, you see, you get her. I can't get her. But I saw your name, and I invited you. And, you know, I'm booked through the end of August, and your listeners already know that you're a character. So I have to say, you know, I offered Todd a date. It was the end of August. And I told my wife this too, Todd. And Todd came back to me and said, "Are you kidding me? I might be dead by then." So anyway, the reason is I'm a worker bee. You know, most of us from the Midwest have that work ethic. And I just keep filling up my calendar, and then I don't feel the pressure of having to find a guest.
Yeah, no, I know. The chop shop from Chicago, they get the secondary treatment. That's right. No big deal. We don't care. But anyways, so
I'm telling you, you're a great guest. And, you know, there aren't a lot of people that could make it on both sides of the microphone. And you know why you're good? It's because you started on the other side of the microphone. You were asked the questions. You were the guest. So you know what your listeners and viewers want to know, because what you want to know is what they want to know, because of you came from the other side of the business.
Well, that's true.
So, you know, keep up the great work. There aren't many of us out there, not too many dinosaurs left. You know, we have a leg in the tar pit right now.
So what are you seeing in the dollar, as you started to bring up before I so rudely interrupted?
Well, you know, I think that there's, you know, a lot of people could call it a bear market in the dollar, but why can't the euro go to 120? That would just be a correction from the break from 140 to 103. But the action is not good in the dollar, and it's interesting that our president is getting what he wants. And we're on the verge of a major breakout in euro at 115. It could measure 127. So I think there's still a lot of people real bullish a dollar. The Dixie, most important support levels around 92. So with just intermittent rallies, and this could be a point where we get one from the lows that we put in last week, if we hold them, maybe we get a rally back to 97, 99 Dixie. But I think that's going to be a rally to sell and a break to buy in the euro. So I don't know if it's a secular, beginning of a secular trend. You never know until you look in the rearview mirror, or just a cyclical correction in the dollar. But I think that there's a confidence crisis brewing, Todd. And, the dollar is a linchpin. And there's so many geo things percolating that I think there's just a big demand to move out of dollars and into euro.
How about into Bitcoin?
And that is something I never, and I started interviewing people about these things about 3 years ago, and I just could not wrap my head around it. I wish I would have bought some. And to me, it's a mania, but, rubber bands could stretch ad infinitum. I still don't understand them, except that there certainly is a lot of attention. I guess some of the advantage is privacy, limited supply. Call me old-fashioned. I like cash.
I'm with you. The problem with cash is it keeps declining. My problem with the Bitcoin, I've talked about it since it came out. I didn't buy $1. I do take it on my website, though. All right, for my products, but I never bought $1, and if I take it, I convert it right away. But
I think there's a big future in it. I think we're seeing a grand experiment in it in India right now, a cashless society. It happened overnight. Yeah, they didn't implant chips in their head, but they're definitely now the government, saying now, they're going to get every tax evader and everything will know about every transaction. I think we're living in already in Orwellian type times, and perhaps the U.S. government's letting this thing go is because that's where they want to go eventually too, when the current fractional banking system,
when it finally breaks down and they get rid of all the crooks, is that what you're talking about?
Turn in all of your cash to get this, and it'll be, I think the whole world's going to go cashless. So that speaks towards this blockchain technology having a future, especially now that a government has adopted it. It's the biggest democracy in the world, India. And, many people went through terrible crises. They lost a lot of their money. There were suicides, everything. So, I didn't hear any outrage from anyone on the world stage about what Modi did. It seems like they're embracing it.
Well, you and I do not like blockchain for the same reason. We don't like it. Bitcoin, because there's nobody behind it. So if Mt. Gox, if you're holding it through Mt. Gox and they go belly up again, they just take your money and run away. It's very similar to some of the Forex trading when you're not with anybody who's got a backed up exchange, like what happened with the Swiss franc, right?
Right. I know when I was a commodity broker, I always wanted to be with a clearing firm, because they were guaranteed by the exchange. Stotler failed, Revco failed, but people were made whole, okay? So you're right. You really want to have the majority of your equity in something that is guaranteed, not just regulated by some type of exchange. And these exchanges aren't regulated. I think Ethereum went to zero one day because there was a big sell order. I have enough on my plate to watch that I'm just going to be an old dog that's not going to learn a new trick.
You know what, new trick? We got to cut this to short for a second. We're going to come. You got time to come back after the break?
Sure.
All right. This is Dale Pinkert. What's the name of the site again, real quick?
www.forexanalytics.com.
And we're going to step out of a break. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show every single day. as well as the Sporting Edge. And also go to BubbaTrain.com and check out Bubba's Bottom Line, which is, of course, me with my blood pressure machine talking to you face-to-face on the video. The Bubba Show Top of Boards will be right back after the break with more from Dale, The Bubba Show. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with Dale Pinkert from, go ahead, Dale, give it to us.
www.forexanalytics, the best live free webinar on the net. So, you know, people could come in and check us out, see what we're thinking every day from, well, right now it's from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Eastern time, but it's going to be an hour earlier starting in August. So I'm going to be starting at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern time to 9:30. So hour and a half community shares ideas. Every analyst on the team, if you like Elliott, you're going to get great Elliott analysis, harmonics, candlesticks, and even some of my one-trick pony, three-drive RSI stuff. So,
no, I look at again. I think you do good stuff, and you know, and now you're going to have to get up an hour earlier, and you're already on Pacific time. So, listen, maybe you go to bed after the show instead of before. All right, so tell me, young man, what do you see here in just the general? I think there's a lot of issues everywhere, and including the euro. I mean, I know you're a fan. I'm a seller of the euro personally, but okay. You know, again, that's what makes a market. You know, I mean, right. I have no problem with that. But overall, what's your general tone of the economy? Now you have a shaded view because you live in a town in an area where it's got to be a good economy. You couldn't live there. But in general, throughout the nation, what do you see as the general economy like?
A lot of people fleeing California. That's why rents are rising in the midsection. Very expensive to live in Southern California. I think you're beneath the poverty level if you make less than 100 grand here. So what I see is the Fed trying to step on the brakes, because they're beginning to be worried about asset prices. We know that there's a big lag, because in the old days, it used to be three hikes and a stumble. And we've already had that, and we haven't had a stumble. I'm thinking there could be a correction, maybe 7 to 10% into the fall, late summer, and then one more blow-off rally that could take us up to, you know, at least 2,900. But it's going to be interesting to see how deep this correction could be. A lot of people are only saying, you know, 2250. Maybe there's a surprise, and it's a pretty big shakeout. I don't feel secure in the environment and what's happening with the administration and all the changes that are out there. I just think I listen to a lot of guys that talk about cycles, war cycles included, that give me trepidation. But what I've just decided to do is do the right thing in the markets today, and tomorrow I'll take care of itself. So I used to try and be Nostra Pinkert, and now I'm just trying to make the most out of every day. Maybe coming through a life-threatening illness gave me more of a perspective of now is all that counts, because, you know, tomorrow, you know, doesn't always come. Life can be fragile. So forget about thinking about, you know, 10-year plans. I'm not 25. I'm not looking at things that way. So I just have a mission to build up and edify traders every day and share my knowledge and hope that people can beat one of the most difficult challenges that anyone will ever take on. So
tomorrow is promised to no one, my friend.
That's right. You know, it is. It's fragile. And, you know, you go around most of your life not really realizing that. In fact, I've learned that you really don't appreciate what you have till you lose it. And I try and tell people at the end of every show, Todd, whether we've had a good day in the market or a bad day in the market, that don't just count your pips, count your blessings. Because, you know, when being philosophical, the most important things to us aren't going to be our best trades, but how we treated people and the relationships we had, who we laughed, who we cried with. So that's really our legacy, is how you treat people. And, you know, guys like us were taught, you know, do unto others. And it's a cesspool out there in the industry, but there are people with good, kind, giving hearts. So just, you know, be discerning before you hand your money over to anybody.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I want to ask you about that. So, you know, I do a couple of shows. I don't know. Everyone, when I get really pissed off after I've seen enough of these fearmongers out there with their crap, I do, you know, I usually start ripping on it and I write about it because I can't take it. And my concern is this, you know, Dale, we have all these regulations out there with everything, but here you got guys peddling garbage, fleecing America out of money for products that are not worth anything. They get no education. They get nothing. They get some kind of something that means nothing. What do you take from all that?
Well, you know, I'm a big believer in that you reap what you sow. So, I mean, if these are bad seeds, that's the crop you're going to have. So, but it doesn't mean you have to hang out in that field. And that's why, you know, people listening to guys like you and people taking the other side of the coin and presenting both to them, they can make more rational decisions. I really believe that there's going to be, you know, our generation, Todd, we're pretty untested, okay? Our parents, our grandparents, they were tested early in their lives with the Depression and World War II, and our generation was just about, you know, how much material wealth can we accumulate and compete and have more than everyone else. And it's almost being epitomized by what we have as a president now. So,
well, I don't want to talk politics, but
I know. Well,
I think
okay,
he does. You're from California. You know,
me.
You got
our generation, and we're untested, and we lived in the sweet spot.
I can't let that go. I got to just say one thing. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to get political, but you're from two states that I know of. You might be from more, but the two states you lived in are both so far left anyways that they have no clue what's around them to begin with. And I don't care who you voted for. I know who you voted for, but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the guy is trying to do a job, but he's being held up by a bunch of idiots that won't let him do what he's trying to do. Whether you agree with him or not, the one thing we have forgotten is the respect of the office itself. He won't be there in 4 or 8 years anyway, so why not do what's supposed to be done? But anyways.
And so this is kind of like a silent depression in your mind.
It's a recession. The middle class has never come out of recession. I write that all the time.
Okay. Well, you know what? I agree with you. Because, you know, I work twice as hard for half as much. How about you?
Exactly. Everybody makes less money than they made. And that's got to do a lot to do with the Federal Reserve as well. I mean, it has to do with the system that everybody just accepts blindly, saying, oh, it's okay. It's the way we always did it. And the way you always did it is not correct. Allowing the Federal Reserve to print more money to raise the debt ceiling is moronic. But that's just my opinion.
Right. So how do we liquidate out of it?
Well,
do we hyperinflate? or do we deflate? Those are the only two.
Well, no, there's a lot more options. You cannot hyperinflate out of it. You can't. The only way to get out of it is to allow the free markets to take back over and let them trade and get the Federal Reserve out of the way and let free markets trade and quit worrying about what interest rates are and quit bailing out failing banks that are too big to fail. That's how you get out of it. You let the markets dictate price. Inflation is not good if it has to be produced by the Federal Reserve.
So if they had not stepped in, we'd already be coming out of it.
I got about 30 seconds to tell you the story.
Go ahead.
If they let the banks go broke in 08 and said, okay, fine, screw you. We're going to let you go bust because you're out of your character anyways because you print money as well. We're going to bail out all the depositors and give them back their money. But you're not coming back in business with our money. That would have been fine. That would have been the lender of last resort, and I could have lived with that. But to bail out the banks, let them make billions of dollars more, it does not make sense to me. Dale, what's your company name again? You get 10 seconds.
WWW4X Analytics. Thanks for having me on, Todd.
It's always my pleasure, and I get the last word. And the last word is, this is the Bubba Show, and of course, we had some very good conversations going on, and it was great to have on Dale, who's been around, an old-time veteran, and of course, from the great state of California, also from the great state of Illinois. Anyways, so make sure that, you go check out our partners, Audible Books. For the listeners of the Bubba Show podcast, Audible's offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. I recommend A Penny More, Not a Penny Less by Jeffrey Archer. Just finished it. Great book. Fed Up, of course, by our friend Danielle DiMartino Booth. And, of course, for you Fed guys who want to hear what's going on in the Fed, you can go download Creature from Jekyll Island. What a great book. And, again, kind of tells the truth according to them, how they see the Fed. And I think to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/ The Bubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. And this is, of course, The Bubba Show and libertytalk.fm. You know that that's the only station you ever need. That's the ones that got everything that you need to take care of your business and make sure that you always get up to date with, of course, Bubba's opinion. That brings up Bubba's Bottom Line, which is new ones out this week. I urge you to go check it out on this Tuesday because, of course, you know me. I had the blood pressure machine going and cranking, and we were rocking. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. We're going to step out of here for a break, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to give my opinions when we get back right after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz.
After 10,000 beers and 20.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz, and I am here to let her rip and let her fly and tell you what I think. And of course, I think one of the things I believe is that it's time for America to wake up. I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my patience with all of this crap. And I'm telling you that the swamp in Washington is getting worse. It's getting filled with more poisonous and venomous pieces of garbage that will not do what is needed to be done to create and make America great again. I don't understand what the hell is going on out there. I can't tell you the frustration that I feel. Now, again, I'm old. It's not going to affect me that much, but this is going to affect this country. Between the ones we know, the crap we know, Pelosi, Schumer, what the hell's her name? God, I'm so angry about it, I can't even think of her name. You know who I'm talking about. She got a big mouth, don't know nothing. Talks a lot, but don't say Jack. I'll think about it. But in the meantime, and Perez and all the people from the left that have everything going for them, media support, the whole thing, putting the crap together. All right. And to me, that's a crime. All right. To me, that is just the most ridiculous part of frustration that I think any one person can feel. And again, I am not way right, and I'm not way left. I am more of the center. I believe in a lot of things, but again, I do believe that it's what we got to do. What's best for the country, not for the individual. I believe that these entitlement programs are a joke. I think they have to be redone, revisited, and most of them have to be reworked. You want to give out entitlements, give them to the veterans. Enough of the crap with the with people who don't deserve them. Because you have just a ridiculous life of garbage going on. And again, I don't understand Waters. That's it. Maxine Waters. Another joke. I mean, you got to throw all these people and they should be put in a corner somewhere. And again, and that does not forget about, I'm not forgetting about the hidden Republicans that are also trying to create their own thing. Now, don't you understand that the reason that they're doing everything that they do is for them. It is not for us. I've had this conversation, but it's really starting to get under my skin. And the point is very simple. All right. The Senate and the House, they have their own pension plan. What the hell did I care about Obamacare? You think they're really worried about you and me? Okay. They've got their own pension. Do you think they're worried about Social Security or Medicaid, Medicare or Medicaid? Come on. Look, none of them care. And I'm not, like I said, you can pick either party here. And the Republicans are no better. All right. But the problem is that the left side is more obtuse. The left side is more pushing you in a direction, and they are trying to draw battle lines. And of course, sure, if I don't have to work, I guess maybe they could pay me and I'll stay home. I won't work either. Let me be on the government payroll as well with everybody else, so we can run out of money faster. It's to a point where it's basically nonsense. All right. You have a president right now, and I don't give a crap if you like him or not. All right. But you must give credit where credit is due. And he is trying to toe the line. He is trying to do the things that are best for the American people. All right. Yes, he will benefit the rich. You don't think that Obama's programs benefited the rich? Look at what the hell is going on. Look at how the wealth in this country has shifted from the middle class to the wealthy. You didn't see it? Nobody saw that? Am I watching it by myself? The shift in inequality is never gotten bigger. All right. But yet you hear the $100 million woman, Nancy Pelosi, and the other $100 million, or the $20 million woman, Elizabeth Warren, and all these other people that don't have any idea what it means to go out and have to bust your ass and not have money and earn that money so that you can pay your rent or your mortgage, your car payment, your kids. You know, they don't have to worry about feeding their kids. So why shouldn't they want to give my money away for all the garbage? Now, again, I'm just telling you that this has become a joke. Okay. It's become something that is so ridiculous. And again, I don't pick on just one side. I just don't know who the hidden Republicans are that are hiding behind the non-voting and the not trying to get this done. Now, we're in Trump's office now at 4, 5, 6 months, right? 5.5 months. And yet we're still piddling around because we can't get a vote down. We can't make an agreement. You tell me what you think of that. If you can't make an agreement at this point in time of a presidency, and you have no respect for the office of president, and you have no respect for anybody, and you want to make up these vicious, ridiculous lies, continue to try to impeach the man that's in office, they're going to spend 4 years trying to get him impeached versus the 4 years that they should be working for the American people, which is the reason they're there in the first place. Okay, this is, again, has become a position of garbage. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of watching these garbage men and women on the Hill steal my money and do nothing. All right. I'm tired of them. I know they're going to raise the debt ceiling. You know that's going to be a disaster. All right. Because they're going to attach some stupid bill to it that's going to be creating more of the entitlement variety. We have so many people in this country that are collecting either unemployment, disability, or other entitlement programs that are not entitled to them. They have scammed and figured out the system because the people that are there aren't smart enough to figure it out. They want to allow sanctuary cities and have everything work against us because we could just print some more money. De Blasio, another winner, goes to Germany instead of going to the service of a fallen officer in New York. Now, you tell me what kind of respect. That was like Obama not going to a funeral for Scalia. I mean, we really, is this what we've come down to? All right. We've got the battle between the parties that human beings can't figure out a way to get along. But yet we want to continue to dole out this garbage entitlement programs that is going to break this country because we got so many people that don't want to go to work because why would you? You know, you get paid to have babies. You get paid to sit home, get paid to smoke crack and drink beer. I mean, yeah, well, you know, sure. Why should I go to work? Okay. Why do I have to go to work for $10 an hour when I can get almost $10 an hour sitting on my ass? Now, again, if that's acceptable, then we got a real sad story. But I don't know how we can accept. I don't know how humans can accept that. I'm all for helping someone who's down on their luck. I'm all for helping somebody who's incapable of doing a job. But we have people sitting at home doing nothing that are in better shape than the men and women that fought for this country through wars. We have people in better shape than the cops and firemen that are out there battling for your life every single day. But yet we're going to pay these people to stay home and do nothing. Now, you tell me where the equality there is. You tell me where $100 million woman Nancy Pelosi or Elizabeth Warren, Miss I Hate the Banks, but that's where I made all my money from, or Maxine Waters, who I can talk a lot but don't know Jack, or Chuck Schumer, who cries about the immigration. All right, look, there are laws in this country that say if you're illegal, you need to go through the proper channels. Now, I don't care if they grandfather everybody in from right now and close the borders down and then go back to what the laws are. I don't really care about that. What I do care about is it's got to stop, and I'm tired of paying for them, quite frankly. And I don't know how you folks in California can tolerate it because you're paying the big tab because most of your population is illegal immigrants. I don't get it, but I don't have to get it, I guess. I just have to be able to pay. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and, of course, LibertyTalk.fm will get you a download of the show every day. And you can also get the Sporting Edge on the weekends. In the meantime, go to Bubba's Bottom Line. You'll have a good time with that as well. You can see my face actually turning red. That'll do it for today, kids. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same station, right here at The Bubba Show. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.